Ryan Bowers, we welcomed you to the studios here at KVMR. It is a thrill to have live music here. Here's what the Washington Times said about you. This man makes more music from an auto harp than you can imagine from a 12-string guitar and a harpsichord combined. He has more stage presence and charisma than any stage performer in recent memory. And you play the auto harp with a unique style, I understand. So can you explain to the listeners a little bit about that?
Well, I took a love affair with the auto harp 40 years ago, and I had always seen them in grade school and stuff. They never had them in tune, or the tuner was missing, or there were strings broken, or the teacher didn't know how to play it. I never thought there was music in it. And then I saw a fella play one. He played a half dozen instruments, and he played the auto harp and got it in tune at his house, and I was stunned. And I went out. He put it up against my chest. He said, "Here, push down with your left hand on the chord bar," and I did. And he said, "Now strum with your right hand and put your ear against it," and I did. And it was in tune. I couldn't believe it. It was really sweet to hear it resonating in my ear and over my chest. So I went and bought one the next day, never dreaming it would lead me around the world, you know, and to an induction in 1993 in the Auto Harp Hall of Fame, which I actually loved, except that I was a little chagrined when I found out that I was the first living member inducted. But who could complain about being inducted with Mother Maybelle Carter and Sarah Carter from the original Carter family and Kilby Snow, the old Mountain Railroad guy? I mean, you know, I'm only teasing when I say that it was full of chagrin when I realized it was the first living member. It was just bracing to realize that, you know, they put three in posthumously in and then me. But I was a street singer in Seattle, actually, where you used to live. And people were always saying, "Well, that's pretty, but it's too soft. Why don't you get an amp?" And I didn't want an amp. I wanted to play acoustic music. So I kept on adding finger picks. And by and by, I got to where I could get plenty of music out of the harp, pure acoustic. You start off just with the rhythm with your thumb. Melody with the middle finger. And a low line comes in with the index. High line comes on now with the ring finger. And one last high line with the little finger, a second high harmony. Bring it all together. Nice little batch of music out of the harp without an amplifier if you get your fingers moving the right way.
Amazing, really. I mean, they were right. That is a lot of music out of the auto harp. Beautiful. It does have a beautiful tone. And
yeah.
It lends itself to just really wanting to reach out and sing along with you.
Oh, yeah.
It really does.
Well, I was raised in a call and answer singing environment in Virginia. I was born and raised in Virginia until 71 when I moved out to Seattle. And So I still do a lot of call and answer songs in the show. You know, I'll do a few things every night, you know, where folks can sing along. Sometimes they're call and answer kids songs. Sometimes they're call and answer car songs. Sometimes they're call and answer gospel songs, you know, but I think the call and answer form is a really wonderful form. And, you know, a lot of people don't even realize they hear it all the time in popular music. You know, they hear call and answer response things in music instrumentally and vocally. You know, it's just part of the deal. But when I was a kid growing up, that was the dominant form of music, that and fiddle tunes, you know.
Yeah, raised in Virginia, you said.
Yep, in a little place. I was born in Yorktown, where Cornwallis surrendered to end the Revolutionary War, set us free from Mother England. And then I was raised in a little town called New Bohemia, outside of Petersburg, where the Battle of the Crater was fought in the Civil War. And it was predominantly Czechoslovakian Catholic farmers, wonderful folks and hard workers, and a lot of music around, fiddlers and call and answer singing from the field hands, call and answer singing from the Gandhi dancers working on the railroad tracks, call and answer singing from the kids in grade schools, and call and answer singing coming out of the churches. So it was just everywhere.
Yeah, so you combine all those influences together in your music.
Yeah, I'm kind of a hodgepodge, Laurie. Yeah. I am. I'm kind of a hodgepodge. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, well, that's what's so rich. We love that here. I mean, I play a lot of Celtic music on my show, and that and the gospel sound is wonderful, and it's rich.
Yeah.
You do a lot of that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm a quarter Irish. I'm Scotch, Irish, English, and German. And I know that, you know, I mean, I know the German part of me helps me get in tune, all the hundreds of strings. And then, of course, Scotsman, you know, he squeals every time a dollar bill comes out of my wallet. And the Irishman just wants to party hardy and get a little too wild. And the poor Englishman's in there just trying to survive with all those other maniacs.
Balance. You need balance.
Yeah, balance.
So it looks like you were getting your guitar.
No, this is a 1923 Gibson Mandocello.
You're right, and because I can only see the top part, I couldn't see it. Thank you.
Since you like Scotch and Irish music, I thought I'd play you the Kitchen Girl.
Thank you. Brian Bowers here on KVMR. Beautiful sound. Brian Bowers here on KVMR. Thank you so much, Brian.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. So it says, you know, I can already feel this on you. You like to tell a story, too.
Oh, yeah.
You like to pull a little practical joke on your audience, too, and play some stuff that makes you laugh and makes you cry.
Well, I love all kinds of things. You know, I've been telling stories in my show for years and years because it's just the way I was raised. It was not only fiddle tunes and call and answer songs, it was also stories. The farmers and all the people around the neighborhood told stories, so I learned that that was just part of the deal. So I did a show with Waddy Mitchell, the cowboy poet that started the Elko, Nevada, granddaddy of the cowboy poetry gatherings a few years ago. And at the end of the night, he says, well, I knew I was supposed to get the autoharp ace. I had no idea I had a fine storyteller. I said, well, thanks, Waddy. And he said, you ever been to Jonesboro to the National Storytelling Festival? I said, no. And he said, well, you're going to go. And so the next day he got on the phone and called the folks, and a year later I got to go as a featured teller to the Jonesboro National Storytelling Festival. And it was really wonderful. I loved meeting the storytellers. That's a whole another world. You know, they're really deep into their storytelling. And they welcomed me with open arms. I was well-received and stuff. So, yeah, I tell a lot of stories in the shows. Yeah.
And I also want to direct people to your website, Brian. You've got a lot of information there, a lot of links to your music.
Yeah.
And that is Brian, with a Y,
yep,
Bowers.com.
Yep. So, you know, you guys liking Celtic music, I should do you a little tune that I was taught by a fellow named Rick Lee from up in Boston. This is a Celtic remnant called Cranull, C-R-A-N-U-L-L. And when translated from the Gaelic, it roughly means, when the farmers and fishermen work together, life is good.
Beautiful sound of the auto harp.
You know, nice old squeaky chair, nice comfortable squeaky chair.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. You know, that I have to remind people, you are tuned to KVMR Community Radio here in Nevada City. KVMR FM. Do we need some WD-40 on that chair?
I don't know. Kind of reassuring somehow, you know, the chair. Hey, I got one more I'd like to play for you.
Sure. Well,
this
let's
is
listen to one
a song
more.
By a fellow named Laszlo Slomovitz. It's about an old couple that come to a young folks' dance. This is The Old Lovers. Floor. Their faces were lined with care. And she pushed her purse up on her arm. He smoothed down his thinning hair. And they started to dance like old lovers who know and cherish each other's grace. And his arms never pushed nor pulled her. And her eyes never left his face. A rock and roll band was playing. The two of them look so out of place. With no one else over 30, no one else in an embrace. As they started to dance like old lovers, who know and cherish each other's grace. And his arms never pushed nor pulled her, and her eyes never left his face. Not much more to the story. She whispered something I believe, and he smiled and said yes, yes. It looked like they were gonna leave, but they started to dance like old lovers, who knew and cherished each other's grace. And his arms never pushed nor pulled her, and her eyes never left his face. His arms never pushed nor pulled her, and her eyes never left his face.
Had to let the resonance of the autoharp play out there. That is a beautiful song.
Yeah, a beautiful song, yeah. And I'm a big old burly boy, but, you know, that one rang my romantic bell, you know. His arms never pushed nor pulled her, and her eyes never left his face.
I know. I could see the people waltzing. Absolutely. In their living rooms now. Brian Bowers here at KVMR FM Nevada City. I thank you so much for being with
You're
me
welcome,
here this
thank
morning.
You're welcome, Laurie. Thank you for letting me come and play some for your folks.